Not for now.
Anyway, I don't want to say over anything. I just want to read you what Rashi says on the parasha. But I think it's very, like, if you read it properly, I think it's very, very relevant. And so to stick, we know one of the more obscure parts of the parasha is a very philosophically significant beginning, Nadav Avihu, and then there is the very halachically, practically significant end of Kashrus. Then there's the Eisir HaTash, the Rosh, the Rosh, Moshevi Nesara. Why do they burn the Sari? It's some sort of Shaklavataria over burning the Sari HaTash, and it's not so clear exactly what was going on there. And Rashi says, what was the machlokes? Rashi says that it was Rashi passing like Vandomer, it's Taka machlokes Sanon, Mifnei Aninos Nisrafa, because an Onain is not allowed to eat Kachim. So what was the machlokes? Moshe said, but Hashem commanded me specifically, Viachlua Matzot, Eitzon Zbech, Yehudish Kadashimi, that you should, in this case, because there was a Kosov, that you should, in the Yom Shmini, that you should eat Kachim, Bishogeh, right? And Aaron said back, they said, why did you burn the Sarachatas? And Rashi said, there were three Sarachatas for Wayom. There was a Sar of Nachshon from Parshas Naso. There was a Sar of the Yom Shmini of the Miluim, and there was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there was the Sar of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They burnt the Sar of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Aaron answered back to Moshe. He says, ah, because what you heard was Kodesh Shah, one-time occasions, which is the Matzos of the Miluim. From there, you could extrapolate to other one-time occasions, but you can't learn Kodesh Doros, general rule, from Kodesh Shah, and therefore, since Rosh Chodesh is Kodesh Doros, you can't learn the Chiddush, and you're back to normal rule that Onan can't be Kodeshim, and that's why we burnt it. Okay, what's reasonable? What's going on here? So I think what's going on here is, on a deeper level, it's very Pashut. Right? It's the question of how to balance. What's Aninus versus Kachin? The Osan Nasan Lachem Lasesis Avon Ha'idal Chaperlim Pnei Hashem. How to balance public responsibilities? What do you mean? You think this is just lunch for you, Moshe? This is Aaron? This is just a snack? We're giving you fancy. We're giving you fancy food? No. This eating kachim is machaper on the tzibur. This is your responsibilities. How do you balance the responsibilities to Klal Yisrael and the history of Klal Yisrael from the Luma and the Mishkan? Versus being a normal human being. And a normal human being, if the sons died that day, like a real person, versus being a real person. You know, how can you go to a party and eat and chagigas a mishkan when someone's an onay? How do you balance that? Moshe Kayadua was putter from that balance. Right? Right? El Pe'a Dabar Bo, Rashi says, Lifrosh Mena Isha. Right? Moshe was putter from that balance. What did Moshe say to Aaron? Moshe said to Aaron, why are you bringing your petty affairs here? So in Tanakh, you're sad because your sons died. That's very nice for you. But how is that important compared to the Milu and the Mishkan, compared to history, compared to the Ashra Shechina, not just for this door, but for Klal Yisrael forever, which we continue the base of Mikdash Rishon and Sheni, Shlishi Meir of Yamenu. You have public responsibilities. You have no right to be a regular person. You can't always put your own humanity ahead of the needs of the tzibur. You have to sacrifice your humanity. What does Aaron say back to Moshe? Aaron says back to Moshe, you're almost right. Aaron says back to Moshe, you're almost right. Sometimes it's necessary for a leader, sometimes it's necessary for the history of Klal Yisrael, to sacrifice your own humanity. Kodesh Shah is Xeris and Kosov. A one-time historical opportunity that will never happen again, even no matter what happens in someone's own personal life, they have to sacrifice their humanity for the sake of the tzibur, for the sake of history, for Kodesh Shah. Says, but what's the mistake? The mistake someone could fall into in Oy Vavoy is a person gets so used to sacrificing his humanity for the emergencies that everything becomes an emergency, and everything becomes important, and everything becomes the world can't continue without him, and he's necessary for the functioning of the world, and you end up losing your humanity because you extrapolate from Kodesh Shah to Kodesh Doros. And Aaron said, no, we have to remember this balance. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your own humanity for the sake of the cloud. But you have to realize that sometimes you do, but not everything's an emergency. Sometimes the world can go on without you. And when it's only Kodesh Doros, when it's only Rosh Chodesh, and there'll be another Rosh Chodesh, and another Rosh Chodesh, and another Rosh Chodesh, then it's more important for me to care about my family, to care about me being a real person, and there'll be another Rosh Chodesh where this Sarachatas can be eaten. And that, striking that balance, Aaron tells Moshe, is the key. And we're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is sui generis. But Ladoros, for everyone else but Moshe Rabbeinu, striking that balance is the key to being a real Obed Hashem and a real leader. And Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Ve'inav, he was Modeh, that's the correct way to be a leader in Klal Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.